vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Mam, ook een hapje?
Nee, mijn tandvlees.
Toch te gek dat zoveel mensen hun tandvlees zo verwaarlozen. Het begint met irritatie. Daarna trekt het zich langzaam terug. Tanden kunnen zelfs uitvallen. Eeuwig zonde, want goed poetsen, en Blendamet helpt daarbij, houdt het tandvlees stevig en gaaf. En met goed verzorgd tandvlees kan je krachtig blijven bijten.
Een goed gebit begint bij stevig tandvlees.
Sjesje je lief en knus in het bedje, want het is al laat. Met veel mooie kleertjes voor iedereen op maat. Maak mon Sjesje veel vriendjes, waar hij ook maar gaat.
Stop dreaming. Just hold on to the job.
I'll do it right this time. I won't mess it up.
Is there any chance that the plane would stand the explosion?
Oh, she might still fly. But the sudden decompression at 30,000 feet is something you've got to see to believe.
Now sit down and be quiet.
Oh, you hurt me. You hurt me.
Stop it. You're hysterical.
Oh, help me. Please help me. Help me.
No. No. No.
Let go. Where's your property? You've got no right to take it over here. There.
Stop.
No. 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 You stay where you are.
Guerrero, listen to me. You'll kill yourself or nothing if you explode that bomb.
Decompression making emergency descent.
117.5. Good luck.
We're gonna crash. We're gonna be killed. I know we're all gonna be...
Global Airways, Flight 502. A routine flight to a routine city. The kind of flight anyone might take. But this time, there's going to be an unscheduled stop.
Get on the horn to the FBI. Looks like 502's got a hijacker.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your seats. Please, take your seats.
Don't forget, I've got passengers aboard this aircraft.
Well, don't worry, Captain. There won't be any shootouts.
Captain, this passenger would like to talk to you.
Stop it! Stop it! Oh,
Jesus! Oh. Please keep calm.
We're intruding into Soviet airspace. They're liable to shoot us down and get the answers later. I'm diverting to a free world strip.
Hank, we're there.
Tell Anchorage to prepare for a 00 landing.
Yeah, the mountain doesn't smack us first.
What the hell is that?
Our radio's out, sir.
Grundig, find out what that traffic is. Tell them to get the hell out of there.
Unidentified aircraft. Break off your approach. You are on a collision course.
Captain O'Hara.
We've got unidentified traffic moving into your glide slope. They do not respond to our calls.
See the big hole in the seatbelt.
How is she? Contractions are a minute and a half apart.
Horizontal and vertical separations almost gone, Captain.
Above me or below me?
I don't know. He's too close.
Mayday, Hank. Mayday.
For Christ's sake, roll the dice.
Now.
A routine domestic flight that turns into an international nightmare.
All right, you heroes, come and get it.
Deadly drama at 38,000 feet.
Oh my God.
That's the way out. That's our only chance.
Don't listen to him! We've got to stay here till help arrives.
Help from where? From the captain? He's dead. The shaft blew up and he's dead! And that's it!
or do you want to make something more out of it?
Nani, keep your eyes on the ladder. Don't look at anything except the ladder.
I want you to give this to our little grandson,
Why, I'm going somewhere you're not going?
Hold it! Do you know what a flash fire is?
Well, mister, I'm not going to let you kill us.
I'm going through that door, Mr. Rogo. You need to stand aside and close that door to keep the air from coming in, or you can try to stop me.
I told you I was going to get everybody out of here, and damn it, I'm going to do it! Bam! Brake pressure's dropping.
I'm scared. Maybe I'm tired of one-night stands.
She's scheduled for a transplant in the kidneys in L.A. Now, we can't have her off the dialysis machine too long.
It had taken off as regular flight 409. Dulles Airport to LAX. Plane, the big one, the 747. All conditions normal. And then it happened.
The only way is to put a pilot into 409.
You mean a mid-air transfer?
A jet helicopter is fast enough to keep up. We can put a man out on a tether.
The most dangerous mid-air rescue ever attempted.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
1138, prefix THX.
And be happy.
My mate has been acting very strange.
What's wrong?
No one can see you.
This is City Patrol Scanner. We've run across some illegal sexual activity.
This is Capricorn Control. We're at T-minus 30 seconds. At the present time, all systems are go. All lights are green.
They're looking for a reason to cancel the program. We can't afford another screw-up.
Pull the space vans. Final checks have been completed.
We found out 2 months ago it won't work. You guys would all be dead in 3 weeks.
T-minus 10 seconds. 9, 8, we have ignition. 6, 5, we have outboard engines. 3, we have inboard engines. 1, 0, we have a launch commit. We have a liftoff in 35 minutes after the hour.
What if man's greatest technological achievement?
That is so long.
I think this step in the journey of peace for all mankind
was a fraud.
You sound so close. It's hard to believe you really are that far away in space.
It's hard for me to believe it too.
What if something went wrong?
Those signals couldn't have come from 300 miles.
Which signals?
The television transmissions.
What if someone found out?
Something's wrong, something big. They know I'm onto it and they try to kill me.
The most important event in recent history.
You have crossed the last great frontier.
What if it never really happened?
Capricorn 1, this is Houston. Capricorn 1, we show red on the field.
Something went wrong during re-entry.
The spacecraft disintegrated within 12 seconds after the loss of the heat shield.
We are dead.
So many people have given so much.
I say we get the hell out of here. Anybody disagree?
All we've got to do is get to any city, any place, there are people.
They died striving for a goal. Get more personnel. They can't go too far on foot.
And where do you want to go?
I'm not sure. I'm looking for someone who's lost.
The whole world thinks they're dead. And the only way the truth can come out is if they live long enough to tell it. How do we know this hasn't already happened? How do we know it won't happen again?
The last man on Earth lives in a fortress. The last man on Earth always carries an automatic weapon. The last man on Earth is hunting because the last man on Earth is not alone.
My name's Robert.
Your name's Mud.
Your attention, please.
We will soon be landing at the ultimate resort.
We have you on grid 5, over.
It consists of three worlds of the past.
Locking in now.
Worlds where you can live out your every fantasy. The lusty, decadent delights of Imperial Pompeii.
Notify ground crews.
Chivalry and combat in 13th century Europe. And lawless violence on the American frontier of 1880. Each resort is maintained by reliable computer technology and peopled by lifelike robot men and women.
Let's stand by for resort activation.
Ready on 6, on 5, on 4, on 3, on 2. Activate now.
Our robots are programmed to provide you with an unforgettable vacation.
Dinner at 7, breakfast at 6:30. Get lunch on your own. Don't look like much here, but we have everything.
You mean to tell me he's a robot?
What'll it be?
Vodka martini on the rocks with a twist of lemon. Very dry, please.
Just give him whiskey. He's new in town.
Many elements of the Delos Resort are potentially dangerous. That's part of the appeal.
Go on.
You say something, boy.
Kill him.
Your move.
Our technology is designed to provide all this in complete safety. Frustrations find release. Desire ends in satisfaction.
Funny handling.
And all in a controlled environment.
That's not supposed to happen.
We know you'll enjoy your stay in the ultimate resort.
Let me do it this time.
Where nothing can possibly go wrong.
I'm shot.
Shut down. Shut down immediately.
Het wordt nog moeilijker om elkaar op straat te verstaan, want de klikklakrage heeft ook ons land bereikt. Twee plastic balletjes aan een touwtje zijn bezig een fabrikant in Woerden, althans voor enige tijd, op rozen te zetten. Elke dag komen er momenteel zo'n 50.000 in bundeltjes uit de machine, waarna alleen nog maar de verbindingstukjes hoeven te worden verwijderd. Dan begint de aardige bijverdienste van een aantal Woerdense families, die soms met de aanstaande gebruikers op schoot in hoog tempo balletjes en koortjes aan elkaar knopen en in een plastic zakje doen. Maar deze geluidsvervuilers zijn niet de enige. Binnenkort kunnen we namelijk ook de superjanker of de jankende lasso verwachten. En dan komt er ook nog de muzikale hamer voor het elementaire muziekonderricht. We hoeven in ieder geval niet bang te zijn dat het stil zal worden in ons land.
What do I need Jesus for?
What do you do?
I'm a preacher.
What church?
Church of truth without Christ.
Got it? There's something
wrong. Oh no, man. I started my own church. I'm gonna be preaching it on the streets.
What the hell kind of a preacher are you not to see if you can save my soul?
Church is the church without Christ. I am a member and a preacher to that church where the blind don't see and the lame don't walk. And what dead stays that way? What church you belong to? You, boy.
There.
I said, what church you belong to?
Church of Christ.
Well, ask me about my church, and I'll tell you, it's the church that the blood of Jesus don't foul with redemption. There's no peace for the redeemed. If there was three crosses there, and Jesus Christ hung on the middle one, that wouldn't mean no more to you or me than the other two. What you need is something to take the place of Jesus. Now, the church without Christ don't have a Jesus. But it needs one. It needs a new Jesus. One that's all man without blood weight that don't look like any other man, so you'll look at it. Give me such a Jesus. You look at me, and you look at a peaceful man. Peaceful because my blood has set me free.
You know what? A bastard shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
You couldn't be a bastard when your daddy planned.
I am a bastard, and a bastard shall not enter the kingdom of heaven, as we all know.
I believe in a new kind of Jesus. One that can't waste his blood redeeming people with it because he's all man and ain't got any God in him. My church is the church without Christ.
Can a bastard be saved in it?
There ain't any such a thing as a bastard in the church without Christ. Everything is all one.
Listen to me, friends. Before I met this prophet here, I didn't have a friend in this world. Do any of you know what it means not to have a friend in the world?
There ain't no worse than nobody who wouldn't stick a knife in your back when you wasn't looking.
Oh, you said a mouthful when you said that, friend. Everybody, friends, I want to introduce myself to you. And I am a preacher. I know what of I speak here before I met the prophet. Before I found out he was out here to help me. I mean, he's out here preaching the church of Christ without Christ. Now, I want you to all to listen to him. I want you to listen to him and to me, and I want you to join our church, the holy church of Jesus Christ without Christ.
No, listen, blasphemy ain't the way you have to believe, whether you understand it or not.
This, hear the prophet.
This man
hear
is
the
a
prophet.
Liar.
Hear the prophet. I lied before I met you. I don't give you more reasons why you ought to join this church, friend. Just $1.
It don't cost you any money.
Hear the prophet.
To know the truth.
Hey, I've been on the radio for 3 years. I'm a real preacher, friend. You better listen to me, man. I mean, I'm going to be back here tomorrow night with a new prophet. I'd find prophets for peanuts, friend. I'll do my own preaching, you understand me?
Doomsday. For more than a year, ominous rumors have been privately circulating among high-level Western leaders that the Soviet Union had been at work on what was darkly hinted to be the ultimate weapon.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Well, you got 20 million people killed, and the other way you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war. I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
I think war is a dangerous place. Nobody can threaten this country. Or they may be able to bomb a building.
You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Late Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubayd, Ramzi out.
Het bont? Echt bont van een dier? Maar dat is toch hartstikke zielig?
Zielig? Zielig, weet je wat zielig is? Armoede, werkeloosheid.
Oorlog en crisis, dat is pas zielig.
Open your eyes. Do you see me?
Yes.
There is work to do. We are in danger.
We are in danger.
An enemy has come to hurt us. He wants to take our freedom away. He is very near. He is dangerous. Can you see him? You must kill him or he will kill you. Kill. Kale. You have done very well. You have destroyed an enemy. You will have to kill again. The world is full of enemies. You must kill him or he will kill you. You must kill him now. Kale. 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 killed. Now take the case and bring it to us.
Have you ever encountered someone who staunchly defends a politician, leader, or public figure, regardless of the controversial statements they make? I'm sure we've all seen those devotees who passionately praise their chosen idol despite obvious flaws in logic and judgment. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been baffled by why an otherwise intelligent friend blindly follows a pundit who routinely argues against common interest?
It all began with a curse. A curse from the grave.
The evil you did this day will be avenged.
The dead hand that crawls, creeps, and kills.
He held these beautiful maidens captive in his jungle of death, a power-mad genius who changed them into horrible creatures of another world. Then three strangers stumbled upon his green hell. Two men and a lovely girl who held civilization's last chance to halt this all-devouring evil. Could they stop all this terror? Could they stop this madman who turned these lovely maidens into half-women, half-beast, she-demon? Terror that has no equal. Excitement that you will never forget.
When men are beasts, women are shown no mercy. Men brutalized by war take bestial pleasure in inflicting pain. These girls are civilians, made prisoners to assuage the torn nerves of love-hungry men. Some take a queer pleasure from their torture. Others meet the inevitable with seeming enjoyment. Still others fight against impossible odds with terrifying fearlessness. Seldom can you see the decency-destroying savagery that makes murderous, clawing animals out of respectable women. That may never happen again. It lashes at you, searing your soul.
I saw the loneliest and most frightened creature on Earth living a nightmare in a world of...
The most terrifying terror mounts your life. You'll never forget.
Meine Freunde können nicht bleiben. Wir können nicht bleiben. Wir können nicht
bleiben. Wir können
sonst gehst du nicht weiter als Lehre.
Noch frisst dir des dicken Hast in der Vorteil. Nun dann steht ja frei, ist mir noch nichts verliert. Wir sinken der Freunde versöhnen. Aber Leben verloren im Morgen.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad, this could be so magnificent.
Bringing the light for all to see. No more tigers, no more fear. From Gaza is finally here. From Gaza shining bright. Golden future, a brand new life. East and desert fear is gone. From Gaza, number one. From Gaza shining bright. Golden future, a brand new life.
De mode van vandaag is kleur, kleur, kleur. Maar op die leuke kleuren komen ook moeilijke vlekken. En als u voor de bonte was een kookwasmiddel gebruikt, dan bleken die vlekken wel weg. Maar de kleuren ook, daarom biologische waskracht. Kijk wat er gebeurt, terwijl u wast. Alsjeblieft.
Cartagena, Hong Kong, Amsterdam. Rome.
You're surrounded now. Give yourselves up. There's no way to escape. Come on out. Be sensible. Why make your situation worse? Surrender.
Give me a car and fast.
Think of the lives we're endangering.
I see that. You would like to avoid it. I admire your bravery.
As often as your missions are successful, the net results include two or three cadavers butchered beyond recognition.
Where's Bibi?
He's screwing your mother.
When you were tested for the special squad, every test revealed that your traits are criminal. What I can't explain is why you two, with your characteristics, applied for the police at all.
Get down! Down!
Give me some money.
I swear to you, I swear, last time I'll ever ask. I need it.
We're all son of a bitches.
You're all rotten, stinking bastards you killed!
It is shipped to the United States. Now, if we can break the circuit, then we can clear up your country, too.
Who do you work for, and who were you bringing the stuff to?
Nobody. I work for me.
3 kilos.
And he's the one that got at the airport. And this guy must be a fat cat.
You want to trade any stuff, you're going to need my okay. You understand? You understand?
Newcomers bust our balls.
Send me here to make a deal. Not to play at target practice.
The operation was successful. With unnecessary violence. I find your methods extremely embarrassing. I don't know any others.
You can't play your little cop games with me, you know.
You're just a criminal. No different from any other.
Welcome back, Inspector. You should be more careful.
I'll kill you, you son!
With all the big deals you're involved in, why do you still bother with the stores?
It's a question of prestige. The big money makers, they pay big money. That's justice. That's keeping the public order. I'm like a government.
It's the same old story. Violence and more violence.
You often use these decoy agents, Inspector? You're feeding these men to the underworld. Do you think that's right, Inspector?
Corpse lying face down in a pool of blood. The decapitated body of a beautiful girl. The smell of death is in the air.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Dana, we are waging a 21st century information warfare campaign against the left. And they are using tactics from the 1990s. They are holding tiny press conferences, tiny little rallies. They're screaming into the ether on MSNBC. This is what you call top-down command and control. You get your talking points from a newspaper, and you put it on the broadcast network, and then it disappears. What you're seeing on the right is asymmetrical. It's like grassroots guerrilla warfare. Someone says something on social media, Musk retweets it, Rogan podcasts it, Fox broadcasts it, and by the time it reaches everybody, millions of people have seen it. It's free money.
The distal penis is enclosed in a rubber glove. An incision is made from above the penis and carried around the base of the penile shaft and down through the midline of the scrotum. The various structures of the penis are isolated and divided with care to leave enough of the urethra for drainage. The urethra is brought through the perineum below the scrotum and an opening is created for the passage of urine. The remaining tissue and skin are closed in layered sutures with drains placed in the scrotum and a catheter in the bladder. Amputation of penis radical. The physician also removes the lymph nodes in the groin areas. An incision is made from the pubic bone to the lateral pelvic bone, exposing the area for dissection.
God hates America.
Or Rome.
for Tokyo. It's happening right now to this girl. Perhaps it's your turn next.
We are not dealing with ordinary criminals. The real force is more sinister, more obscene than any monstrosity you can think of. Lord of corruption, master of the undead.
Nothing is too vile. Nothing is too dreadful. You need to know the terror, the horror.
Is that what you want? A last blaze of utter horror and violence? Ghastly annihilation of an entire planet? Is this your own death wish?
I call upon you to witness my supreme triumph.
Revenge has spread over centuries! And it's just begun!
Blind terror strikes fear into the hearts of innocent people. Devil worshippers. Death cult that has risen from their thousand-year-old tombs to begin a horrible reign of terror.
Pop, look over there!
A beautiful young girl is trapped by the evil forces. No one is safe from their curse.
They're coming!
A human sound in the ancient cemetery brings the evil creatures from their tombs. The Templars perform their sadistic rites. A virgin is sacrificed in a blood ritual.
Hey, I've been on the radio for 3 years. I'm a real preacher, friend. You better listen to me, man. I mean, I'm going to be back here tomorrow night.
Aan de Riekerweg in Amsterdam zijn verschillende honden in quarantaine geplaatst omdat ze mogelijk met hondsdolheid besmet zijn. Sommigen waren overigens alleen maar door de politie opgepikt omdat ze losliepen.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration. Communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Where you got 20 million people killed, and the other way you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
De lichtflits van een kernwapenexplosie kan ons overvallen op het moment dat we er niet op verdacht zijn. Op het moment dat de bom barst naar één bescherming, zich dekken. Naar binnen, ergens onder. Bescherm alle onbeschermde huidsdelen. Duik onder het instrumentenbord. Bescherm u ook binnenshuis. U hebt geen tijd een betere schuilplaats te zoeken voordat de luchtstoot komt. Besef de ernst van het ogenblik. Houdt u daarom aan de instructies van de dienst Bescherming Bevolking.
I've so when much fun. It's no wonder everyone loves me.
Yeah, the people can handle it.
You two are oldies. I'm the one they want like crazy.
How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy? That's the way your hardcore commie works.
America at war. In New York, masked flags leading 500,000 marchers in the greatest patriotic and military demonstration ever seen in this or any country. Dramatic, living symbols of America's solidarity, America's unity of purpose. Today, these troops march to the cheers of their countrymen. Tomorrow, they will be on their way to the far-flung battlefronts of the world.
Oh my God!
away somewhere. And rest, Annabelle. Somewhere for you to go in. Quiet, Annabelle. Please, Annabelle. Please be quiet.
Bella. Bella.
Annabelle, look, I'm going now.
It looks like you need to loosen up, Loomis.
Whatever you say, sir.
Hey, knock off that sir shit, all right? It looks like you got a stick up your ass. Relax.
Weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat uitgeschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Vermetelon wetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie de mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Some meth. I'm not Walter White, no I am not, but I'm gonna try and do it right until I can be stopped. I've been cooking meth in my RV in the outskirts of Topeka. I've been smoking meth again, yes I'm a tweaker. My only income is cooking and selling meth and selling scrap metal. If the police try to pull me over, I'm going full throttle on the pedal, twisting the bowl all day and night just to cook this dope and get it right. But I had made a huge mistake, cause I blew my meth lab up. I blew my meth lab up. I blew my meth lab up. That RV blew into pieces, I lost my meth lab. I thought I could be a character off of Breaking Bad. TPD, you're definitely going to be on my ass. Hopefully some of my meth survived in the grass, because I need to twirl the pipe and get to tweaking. Ice running through my veins, you can tell by the way I'm speaking. They can try to send me back to rehab again, but all I'm gonna do is start up a meth lab again. I've been cooking meth in my RV in the outskirts of Topeka. I've been smoking meth again, yes I'm a tweaker. My only income is cooking and selling meth and selling scrap metal. If the police try to pull me over, I'm going full throttle on the pedal, twisting the bowl all day and night just to cook this dope and get it right. But I had made a huge mistake, cause I blew my meth lab up. I blew my meth lab up. I blew my meth lab up.
cooking meth in my RV in the outskirts of Topeka. I've been smoking meth again, yes, I'm a tweaker. My only income is cooking and selling meth and selling scrap metal. If the police try to pull me over, I'm going full throttle on the pedal. Twisting the bowl all day and night just to cook this dope and get it right. But I had made a huge mistake, 'cause I blew my meth lab up. I blew my meth lab up. I blew my meth lab up.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid. Maak mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw gena. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Oh.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Thank you. Hallo.
Ja, hallo. Duidelijk. Luid en duidelijk.
Echt waar?
Ja, mooi. Mooi. Hou er zo.
Bart, ik heb je net een berichtje gestuurd in Signal. Om je te vragen of je de twee itempjes paraat hebt.
Nee, ik heb die... ik kan die ene... ik kan hem even voor de uitzendingen, voor de... Dus die ga je in het, ja, ik kan ze afspelen. Nee, nee, okay. Ik dacht dat we doen ze in die andere versie nog erachteraan monteren. Maar dat,
ja,
dat
kan allebei. Het is meer filling. Want als de mensen uit Dakar er nog niet zijn, dan kunnen we een van die twee uitzendjes doen.
Ja, correct. Dat is ontzettend goed bedacht. En het spaart mij uiteindelijk weer werk, want dan knip ik dat stuk met jou er weer vanaf.
Het is Nederlandstalig, dus het past ook in PSJM. Maar volgende week hoop ik hem live te hebben. En ik weet intussen dat hij geen Frans spreekt.
Ja.
Dus ik ga hem denk ik gewoon op de band zetten, zou ik maar zeggen.
Ja.
In het Nederlands, en dan hebben we dat voor PSJM. Ja. Dat was het verhaal van die gevangen migranten uit Europa, weet je wel. Die Moerlanders.
Ja, Moerlanders.
Dat is wel interessant.
Ja. Jij kende die goed. Term ook, toch?
Huh?
Jij kende die term ook.
Nee.
Okay.
Nee.
Uit de politieslijn.
Ja, ja. Nou, weer wat van de...
Ook een mode onderhevig. Ik weet helemaal niet of ze nu nog Moerlanders heet. Nee, maar Albaniërs en zo. Dat zijn ontzettend Moerlanders.
Albanezen.
Albanezen, sorry.
Nou, het laatste nieuws is dat Lulu twee jonge duiven heeft gekild.
Nee.
Op het balkon. Ja. Ja, was ze aan het oppeuzelen hier op de vloer in het grafstijn.
Blijven
wilde dieren. Het is echt een hond. Het is een goede hond. Het is een lieve hond. Het is een jachthond. Het is een drijfhond. Het is een stoeipoes. Nee, het is een hond. Ja. Nou, dat dus. Even denken. Gaan we die uitzending doen? Om 3:00. En dan gaan we met een begintune en zo. En ik ga geen muziek maken. Oh ja, dat had ik nog gezegd. Kan ik verzoeknummers aan je geven, dat je die af en toe erin mixt of zoiets?
Ja, dat is eigenlijk wel al gebruikt.
En hoe zullen we dat doen dan?
Ja, dat je ze wel tijdig van tevoren doet, zodat ik, dat ik ze klaar heb kan zetten.
Ja, maar ik heb bijvoorbeeld een playlist in hoe heet dat, Spotify. Ja, maar daar doe je niet aan.
Nee, dan moet je me gewoon die titel sturen, dan zoek ik het zelf al.
Oké. Voor de volgende keer. Oké. Ja, is goed. En ja. Ingeborg is helemaal weg, hè, geloof ik. Of hoe zit dat?
Ingeborg is geweest.
Oh, is al geweest.
Misschien moet ik even een nieuwe URL sturen. Voor de andere Jitsi. De andere twee Jitsi-systemen. Ja.
Nog 7 seconden.
Ja, dan ga ik zo de opnames...